Beware the roots. Dun, dun, ah! Beware the roots. This morning I want to cover the dangerous thing, the thing that will stop you from growing personally. There is something in your life, most likely, that is stopping you from being able to grow spiritually. That could be out there, you don't know about it, and you need to be aware of it. You know, ladies have this thing about roots. And if you color your hair, you know right away about roots. Because you've just colored your hair and it's beautiful black hair or whatever. You used to be a blonde or you were a brunette. Or maybe you've got some grays, right? And you don't want those grays coming in, so you color them. What happens the next morning? You get up and you look in the mirror and sure enough, the roots are there. Beware the roots. Why beware? Well, where are the roots? You can't see them. They're hidden and they're powerful. I will show you how powerful they are. I'll show you how roots work. And I'll show you some of the named roots in Scripture and what they lead to. What can I do about the roots in my life? And what God does about the roots in our lives. Praise God. Here's the first root in Scripture. Deuteronomy 29 and verse 18. The first root is named. Make sure there's no man or woman, clan or tribe among you today whose heart turns away from the Lord our God and go to worship the gods of the other nations. Make sure that there is no root among you that produces such bitter poison. This is the job of the roots. They produce poison spiritually. And in this case, the poison was, if I go out into the world, if I wander around in the world and do whatever the world is doing and pick the world's gods, and maybe I don't even know that I'm picking the world's gods because I don't recognize them, Mother Earth. I don't recognize them at all, and I just pick what the world does, humanism. I don't recognize that because it's please yourself is your religion. Or I don't know if there's a God. All these things are religions that the world has, and we don't know the roots. Make sure there's no root among you. That's what Scripture says, right, when the first root is introduced. The power of a root. Do you know that roots can cut through concrete? Have you tried this? Go outside sometime and try to cut through concrete. I don't think you'll get very far. A root can cut right through a solid slab of concrete. A 5 by 5 foot slab weighs 1,000 pounds, and it just breaks it like it was nothing. A square inch of concrete can hold 4,000 pounds of compression force. 4,000 pounds of compression force. The root can break right through it. Is the root powerful? You better believe it's powerful. They can destroy foundations. Roots come up and destroy the foundation. It's over. It's not going to ever be fixed. The foundation has been destroyed. Or, around here we have mesquite trees. I learned this one early on. I was working at the motel, and this guy comes in from, you know, Virginia or somewhere, and he has this big, heavy Ford truck, and he pulls up to a mesquite tree in his yard, and he says, I'm just going to pull this thing out. It was about 4 inches in diameter, right? Not very big. And he hooks the chain to his bumper, and he hooks the chain to the tree, and he backs up, and before I can stop him, I'm like, hey, that's not really. He takes off, and bam, he's gone. But his bumper is laying on the ground. It was ripped clean out of his truck. The tree didn't budge. The mesquite didn't move. Why? Because a mesquite tree, if you take a mesquite tree and you bury it, you took it upside down and bury it, there's at least that much, if not more, root underneath the ground holding a mesquite tree together. Very, very powerful. People hook these things up to their axles, to their drive shafts. And they try to pull them out, and I guess it may be somewhere you can do this, but I've never seen it where you could just pull a tree out of the ground with your truck. You know, not here, for sure. A root can take a 50-foot straw, which is basically what it is. Mesquite trees can go 50 to 100 feet down into the ground. and they pull moisture out of the ground through a tiny little straw. Now, if you try this, which I've done, you take a straw and you put another straw and you put another straw, you might be able to pull through 2 to 3 straws, maybe. And that's if you're really struggling really hard and the straw's going to collapse, and good luck with that. A tree can do it for 50 to 100 feet. That's how powerful a root is. How roots work. Greek students, here's your word. Easy to remember. Kritsa. And the reason you can remember this is they rise up out of the ground. They rise up. Riza. Another way to remember it, a rhizome. Rhizomes are the bottom pieces of the plants that spread and then grow up. They're called rhizomes, which is like a bamboo is a rhizome. It's going to spread and grow another one, and spread and grow another one. You can cut a bamboo clean to the ground. It will continue to grow because it grows from its rhizome. So that's the word riza. Here's how spiritual roots work. I've shown you the power of a root. Now you should be aware of the power of a root. Lamentations 1 and verse 14. My sins have been bound into a yoke. By his hands they were woven together, and they've come upon my neck. A root! Roots! They come upon your neck, and they bind you. Now I am bound by a root. This is how your sins work. And you try to live your life as a God-fearing Christian, as a strong, powerful person, and you have roots holding you from growing. In Lamentations, also in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 15, see to it that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. These roots will grow up. They start out small and tiny, and you probably don't even notice them, and then they start to fester, and they start to make you bitter, and they start to make you ungrateful, and it causes trouble and defiles many. You might miss a root. A root grows in the ground. I don't know if there's a root. I can't see it. It's growing in the ground. Spiritually is the same thing. I have this bitterness in my heart. Someone did me wrong. I did someone wrong. I'm struggling with a small sin. And it grows underneath you. And it causes you to not be able to grow. Here's how Satan uses roots. Mark 3 and verse 27. In fact, no one can enter a strong man's house and carry off his possessions unless first he ties up the strong man. Then he can rob his house. This is how Satan works. He says, I know what to do. I will take that strong Christian. We're not talking about weak, wimple people here. We're talking about a strong man, right? The strong man, I can take him if I get some roots. And I bind him a little bit. I'm binding him and binding him with a little bit of root. And at first, it's not much. But if you get enough of this on you, you will not be able to function. And Satan knows that. He binds the strong man. He ties him up with roots, and he's not aware. He can't see them. Proverbs 5:22. The evil deeds of a wicked man ensnare him. The cords of sin hold him fast. Make no mistake, if you're having occasional sin in your life and struggling and dealing with a sin in your life, you have a root, and it is inside you, and it is tearing apart you. It is bringing poison into your spiritual life. You don't expect these roots. Ecclesiastes 9, verse 12. Moreover, no man knows when his hour will come. As fish are caught in a cruel net or birds are taken in a snare, so are men trapped by evil times that fall unexpectedly on them. I did not expect this root. I did not expect it. I didn't see it. It was coming under my concrete. I didn't know it was there. I didn't expect it. The same thing is true spiritually. You don't expect, if I just dabble in a little sin, if I just look at a little lustfulness, if I just a little bit of this and that, I am feeding a root. I'm watering a root. And what's going to happen? It will fall unexpectedly on you. Remember Galatians 6, if someone's caught in a sin, we are caught sometimes in these roots. Roots start out very, very tiny. Underneath my house, you may notice that I have never finished our addition, because underneath our house, a root came under all the way under our foundation, about 40 feet of concrete, and got into a pipe. And do you know how it got into a pipe? It started out microscopic. Okay? The only way to get into a joint of a pipe is to be microscopic. I can't even see them, as the micros, they're so tiny, the little molecules of the root, to get in there to that water. And there's not water all over the place just laying around. It's inside the pipe. And so the root starts one molecule at a time, working its way through the pipe until a little tiny tendril of the root makes it in, and then it starts spreading and growing, and the pipe cracks open, and then it's completely compromised. That's what it's like underneath the foundation of my house. Roots start out tiny, and you don't expect them, but they grow and grow and grow. In spirituality, this is true also. A little tiny anger. It's just a little, I can get over it. Because the next time it's going to be a little bigger, isn't it? I can't believe that. And then you're going to kick the wall and put a hole in the wall, and anger is going to take over as a root in your heart. Jealousy does this. There are root sins, and they take over. You know one of the worst ones for me? Complaining. I try to shrink my complaints. I could complain for an hour. I'm just going to not say anything nice and hope that, you know, just it'll be okay. And when someone asks me, how was your food? And I say, it was okay. I'm not lying, right? But I'm not telling them the truth either. The point is, complaining is a root and it grows in your heart. They are very invasive, these roots. Hosea 10 and verse 4. They make many promises. They take false oaths and make these agreements. And therefore, lawsuits spring up like poisonous weeds in a plowed field. A little bit of a root, a false promise, a little bit of a lie, a little shade of truth. This is mostly accurate. You're getting pretty much a great deal. All those things, they grow into poisonous weeds and they consume your field. The roots come up from underneath. You don't know. You may not know that they're coming because they're underneath the soil. You can't see them. 1 Timothy 6 and verse 10. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. I like the imagery of this verse. Pierce themselves. I want money so bad that I'm going to go stab myself with these roots. The root of all kinds of evil. Roots work a long, long time. You may have seen things like this where a tiny little root, there was no tree there when he parked his car. What happened? A tiny little root started growing, and it grew up through the car, and it grew all the way up to the sky, and it became a tree. Roots work a long, long time, and they don't quit. I gave up on fighting the root under my house. Cut the tree down. It was too late. 40-year-old tree has destroyed my plumbing. It's too late. They work a long time. Roots also leak. Luke 6 and verse 45, the good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart. The evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For out of the overflow of his heart, his mouth speaks. I can tell if someone has a root in them. They may not be aware. They can't see it. They're sitting in the soil, and the root has bound them. But I can tell how. How can I tell that someone has a root? The answer is how they speak. When I complain, I know that I have a root inside of me. There's a root inside of me that's causing me to be unthankful, ungrateful, right? That's my root problem. Ungratefulness for the food I just received because there was a bug in it. You received a huge plate of food and you're complaining because there's a bug in it. I'm not grateful for that food. Obviously not. Out of the overflow of my heart, my root speaks. Lust leaks adultery. I can watch a man's eyes. I know where my eyes go. I know when my eyes should be right here and they're going down. Right? I can watch a guy. I like to do this. I like to sit in the mall and I watch people as they go by. And you can watch a girl comes by in a short skirt and you can watch every single guy and watch them where their eyes are going to go. You know that lust is a root in their heart. You can see it. They don't. They're busy thinking something else, right? Their root is taking over control of their brain power and their eyes are dropping. Is that you? Is that the root in your heart? Lust leaks adultery right out of your heart. Hate leaks murder. You can tell that one. It's real easy. The face goes down and frowls. The goes. The grump goes. The cold shoulder treatment. All of that is hate root. And it's the same in God's eyes as murder. You might as well get out a sword and stab them because you're hurting them with your eyes. You're hurting them with your words. You're hurting them with your cold shoulder. You might as well just stab them. Is what God says about this root. God has named a bunch of roots, and we're going to cover some of these in Scripture. Mark 4 and verse 10, 19. The worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth and the desires for other things come in and choke the word and make it unfruitful. If I give you a wonderful, powerful verse and you take it home, you know what you can do with it? You can choke it with a root of worry about life. What's going to tomorrow be? Do I have enough? Whatever. The deceitfulness of wealth. I have a bunch of green pieces of paper in my pocket. I'm secure now because I've got green pieces of paper in my pocket. Really? That makes you secure? How are you going to stand a fire with green pieces of paper? I'm pretty sure you're going to do better in the fire burning up with green pieces of paper than you would without it. Are you secure in your deceitfulness of wealth and riches? Anger root. Psalm 37 and verse 8. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. The root of anger leads straight down the path to evil. And if you harbor that one, that bitter thing, that root that's causing you to be angry, it leads pure evil. Anxiety, depression is a root. And this is a big one. This is one that's hidden by a lot of people. Luke 21 and verse 34. Be careful or your hearts will be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the anxieties of life. And that day will close on you unexpectedly like a trap. The roots inside of you over anxiety and worry, they will close on you like a trap. And I've let this one get me. You know, a lot of times I think, I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough for my mates at work. They're so much better at Java than I am. I can only write SQL. They can write Java. And our path is going towards more Java. And so I'm not as good as them. I don't look as good. I'm not attractive like other people are attractive. You know what that is? That's an anxiety root in your heart, and it will keep you from being productive. You will say, I'm not good enough, and you will stop doing what you need to be doing if you let this root grow. Very scary, unexpected trap in that one. The lust root. I've already covered this one pretty well. Ephesians 4, 17. I tell you this, and I insist on it in the Lord. You must no longer live in as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. Having lost all sensitivity, they've given themselves over to sensuality, and they indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more. That's a man who's completely entrapped by the lust root. And you've met these guys too, right? Dirty old man who are always making these weird comments at 15-year-old girls and 20-year-old girls, and it's a little off-colored, and it's a little weird because inside them, they have allowed this root to bind them into lust. They may not act on it, but they are perverts inside because of this root. We can't let this happen. Lust root becomes a chain. Lust root is a little worse, and this is why I'm going to bring it up, especially for you guys. It becomes a chain. It's no longer a piece of soft material like root. It becomes a chain. Ecclesiastes 7 and 26, I find more bitter than death the woman who's a snare, whose heart is a trap, and whose hands are chains. The man who pleases God will escape her, but the sinner, she will ensnare. So here's my chain. This is my chain of lust, my personal chain. And I wear this every time my eyes drop below horizontal. I am feeding that lust in my heart. It'll get easier next time, and I want to see more next time, and I want to see a higher skirt next time, and I want to go to the internet and find pornography because I have been bound by this chain. And it doesn't just apply to men. Women have the same issue in different ways. They find different things attractive. His eyes, his hands, the way he does certain things. Right? It happens to all of us. These roots ensnare us and bring us down and cause us to have an issue. Alcohol is a root in Scripture too. Nahum 1 and verse 10, they will be entangled among thorns and drunk from their wine. They'll be consumed like dry stubble. You ever burn alcohol? You talk about burning. Alcohol is one that burns beautifully. It's a powerful fuel. Why do you think dragsters put alcohol in their cars? Because, wow, it burns. Just remember that. Alcohol is a root too. Don't get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. It grows just like a root. The first thing you lose when you are influenced by alcohol, every child who's been through school recently should know this. What's the first thing you lose when you have alcohol in your system? The answer is your judgment. Your judgment is impaired very first before anything else. Your judgment is impaired. That's what the alcohol root starts to do. Impairs your judgment so that next time, it's not so bad. You know, I got a little tipsy. Whee, it was fun. But next time, it's going to be a little more tipsy because the first time is burnt off and it's gone. Alcohol root, deadly and dangerous. The sin root. Matthew 24 and verse 12. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. The sins that I am describing, all of them increase. Just like a root, they get bigger and they get stronger. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 26. Pray that they will come to their senses and escape from the trap of the devil who has taken them captive to do his will. I'm a captive right now. I am burdened right now with lust roots that have become chains of sin and roots of bitterness and roots about complaining and ungratefulness. I am embittered. Right now I am controlled by my roots. I can't do a good job. You know, I can't reach out. Even so, I have to hold my hand down because if I reach out really far, this is going to fall off. And all of this thing is because I am bound by a root. I'm captive. The sin roots grow to death. James 1:14, each one is tempted when by his own desire he's dragged away and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. My sins will bring me to death. I'm in this condition right now in front of you. Law following is actually a root also. We don't even cover this one a lot. We don't think about this one a lot, but it is, and it certainly can be. Acts 15 and verse 10, now then, why do you try to test God by putting on the necks of the disciples a yoke that neither we nor our fathers have been able to bear? So let me get a yoke. Actually, I'm not going to get a yoke. I've got enough examples on my neck, right? But picture a yoke, a huge, heavy burden that I'm going to wear, a lot bigger than a chain, a lot bigger than a root. A yoke is a huge thing. And we would put it on someone and say, you really better live up to the letter of the law or you're not going to make it. Well, they're not going to make it if they're living to any letter of the law. They will fail. We don't put that yoke on people anymore. Romans 7 and verse 6, but now by dying to what once bound us, we have been released from the law so that we can serve in the new way of the Spirit and not in the old way of the written code. We can't forget this. Law following is a root. And it's a trap. It's a carefully deceptive one that you start to think, I have the right whatever. My doctrine is correct. And the root has already been bound in my heart. And now I can try to reach out and bind it to others. If you just do all these wonderful things, then God will accept you. Is that how we get to God? I don't believe it is. Beware the Klingons. Even above all of this, there are Klingons out there. Psalm 101 and verse 31, or verse 3. I will set before mine eyes no vile thing, the deeds of the faithless men I will hate. They will not cling to me. So I brought a Klingon. Here's my Klingon. Klingons, they happen. So I'm going to have him cling on to me. Look, he's now I have Klingons. The deeds of faithless men I will hate, clinging to me. And of course, there's many scriptures that talk about how that sins cling to us, evil deeds. What can I do? Are you entangled? So I've talked to you about the entanglement of roots, the entanglement of chains, the entanglement of Klingons, which are sins that we've clinged on to. Are we entangled? I feel entangled. I can't even look down now at my screen because I'm entangled by a Klingon. Are you entangled? What do you do? You go to the wrong slide. Second Peter 2 and verse 20. If they have escaped the corruption of the world by knowing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and are again entangled in it and overcome, they are worse off at the end than they were at the beginning. Now we're talking in this church here, we're talking about people who accepted God, accepted Christ. Now they've let a root grow up inside them and they're worse now, more entangled now than they ever were. And it's a worse condition. Is that my condition? Am I that entangled? I need to keep reading, don't I? 2 Timothy 2 and verse 4. No one who serves as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. Well, now in civilian affairs I have been entangled. That could be me. What root do you struggle with? Lust, anger, bitterness, jealousy, abuse? I didn't cover this one, but abuse is a root too. It's a root that someone else did something to you and now you're going to hold on to it. I'm going to hold on firmly to that root that someone did something to me. Abuse is a root, a dangerous one, or neglect, or pain. Many of these are roots. Well, roots must be cut. The only way to stop the root is actually to cut it. You can't say, well, this time I'm not going to water that root. And next time I might water it a little bit, and then I'll stop watering it for a while, but once in a while I'm going to water it again. That root will grow and grow and grow and consume you. You will never, never solve the problem with that root if you just water it every now and then. Sometimes you don't have to water things for years and they continue to grow. Matthew 18:9, if your eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. We have to throw off what entangles us. Hebrews 12 and verse 1, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. So I do this. I'm going to get rid of this chain. I'm going to throw it off. Well, no, I can really do better, and I'm going to throw it off because I'm going to try so hard to throw it off. And this is how we live as Christians, don't we? And we think for some reason that we can deal with a sin. I can deal with this lust root in my heart. I can really deal with it. Well, you're deceiving yourself. The root is already bound in your heart, and no amount of that is going to ever save you. You will continue to deal with it. It's like watering every now and then, watering a root. It's not the solution. Roots require a lot of work. Proverbs 24 and verse 30. I went past the field of the sluggard, past the vineyard of the man who lacks judgment. Thorns had come up everywhere, and the ground was covered with weeds, and the stone wall was in ruins. Is this you as a Christian? Trying to throw off the sin that so easily entangles you, and yet the root is bound in your heart, and you have not cut it. Roots require work. Roots require fasting, even fasting. The kind of loose that causes chains of injustice to go away, and untie the cords of the yoke, and to break the oppressed free, and to break every yoke. This is how we get the yoke off. This is how we get the chains off. But we can't do it of our own strength. We'll just be watering a root. So how do we do it? Guess what? We don't. Nothing that I do is good enough to remove the root in my heart. It will not work. My own effort is failure. Here's what God does. Psalm 107, 13 and 14. They cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness and the deepest gloom and broke away their chains. This is God's work. He takes this thing and realizes that it's nothing and breaks it apart. and it's gone. Praise God. He does this, not me. He breaks away their chains. 2 Corinthians 7 and verse 4. I have great confidence in you, and I take great pride in you, and I'm greatly encouraged. In all our troubles, my joy knows no bounds. Nothing is going to hold my joy back. My joy is gone because of God. Praise God for this. God's bindings protect us. Hosea 11 and verse 4. I led them with cords of human kindness, with ties of love. I lifted the yoke. I lifted the yoke off of their neck. And I bent down and I fed them. That's what God did for me. Wow. It's wonderful. I can move again. Praise God. He took away all of that. And he says, you're done with sin. I will lead them with cords of human kindness, with ties of love. I lifted the yoke from their neck, and I bent down to feed them. That's what God does. There's one root that we do want. There's one root in Scripture that we care about very greatly. Revelation 22 and verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root. Anybody remember the Greek word that's going to be under there? Chryso? I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star. This is Jesus. He says, I'm the root that you need, that will go inside your heart and keep it clean, that will cause those other roots to fall, that will lift the yoke, that will break the chain. Praise God for Jesus. We are slaves to Jesus. And I think this is the last slide. Romans 6, 21 through 23. What benefit did you reap at the time of the things you are now ashamed of? I'm ashamed of those things that I just threw down. I described to you some of my sins, didn't I? I'm ashamed of my sins. I'm not proud that I go out and get complainy at a restaurant. I'm ashamed of that. Those things result in death. But now that you've been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. What a powerful verse this is. The sin that bound us, that we're ashamed of, we set it free. It's gone. It's done. Praise God, He did that for us. And guess what comes out next? We grow. We mature. We become stronger. We benefit in a reaping of holiness. We have a result of eternal life. Wow, I want my roots gone. I want those roots out of there. I want them cut. So I am going to ask God for help to do this and confess my sins. And He's faithful and He's just and He will forgive my sins. Beware the roots. Can't see them. Beware of them. At this time, we'll have a song of invitation.